Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP for the 23rd of December. I'm Paul White. Well, it's the Heading Home podcast today after a weekend in Minneapolis. I am driving north on Interstate 75. I'm probably 10 minutes north of the airport and another 55 minutes or so till I get home. Looking ahead at a sea of red taillights, as apparently I'm in some form of... My GPS says there's been an accident. So let's hope that I'm home tonight. man, what a weekend. I'm tired. It's about 7:30 in the evening on Sunday night. It was a day full of, well, at least a half a day full of ministry. We did the morning service today at One Life Church in Minneapolis. I was there all weekend. Pastor Peter Swart had me to do the Friday night. We did a men's meeting on Saturday morning, and then I did this morning. My friend Mark Testerman did last night. It was a tremendous weekend of ministry, meeting new people, making new friends, hopefully releasing some believers into the liberty of grace. This was a grace community, a grace church, so it's really a matter of reinforcing some of the things they're hearing. That's a thing that you can help with pastors, is the people get used to hearing them. You come in and reinforce what people have been hearing, and it helps the pastor's message because people realize he's not the only person saying this, and hopefully we were able to do that. I did get audio of all three recordings, the venue recorded video on these, and so we'll put those in the rotation and present them to you very soon. I told you on my way out I was excited about a word. This is so interesting to me how the Holy Spirit does this. That word that I had in my heart when I left for this meeting that I told you about yesterday, I stirred it all the way there on the flight. I got there a day early, so I had a day to stir it over before I ministered on Friday. And by Friday midday, I had another direction. I had something else start to stir, and I just put that word on the back burner. I just kind of shelved it, and I kept stirring it over, and then sort of used it this morning. That's an odd. What I mean by that is, I've found that thoughts dovetail into other thoughts. You're wrestling with one thing. It doesn't seem to be an entire sermon, and then you realize it can complement a sermon. And what was cool was that I actually used the thought that came to me as one of the arms in this message this morning, and I also then used another arm of a thought I had 2 weeks ago that I had been working on and thinking, is that a sermon, or does that just belong in a sermon? And I found that a lot of times they just belong in a sermon. And the issue is, I don't know what sermon they belong in until I'm preparing it or until I'm in the middle of it. And that kind of happened this weekend. So you'll hear those when you hear the stuff that comes out from Minneapolis, and we'll give you a heads up on those. Hopefully you can see where I'm working my way through thoughts, and I'm taking some different tributaries, and maybe saying some things you haven't heard me say in that manner before, but the tone's the same. Someone told me this weekend, it's fun to come into these conferences and hear different speakers. You're all saying the same thing, but you're not saying it the same way. And there's a sort of a uniformity to that. The bad part is if you're saying the same thing, saying it the same way. That would mean that there's no originality and someone's copying someone else's gift. But when you're saying it differently, you're using your various gifts, activities, and ministries, well, that makes a difference in how palatable the word is, and it helps people to consume it. And so I took that as a compliment. I also want to say thank you and hello again to those who came out this morning. Sunday morning brings people out as visitors. It's a little easier. Sometimes it's a little easier for people to make, particularly in in this stream we're in, where a lot of people have moved away from their old paradigms, their churches, where they might have been in some form of mixture, and they're trying to find fellowship and they're not finding it. Well, these Sunday mornings give them an opportunity to come and find that fellowship. I had several people this morning who don't attend the church that we were in today, but are looking. And they came because they're listeners of this podcast. I met a couple who've been, the woman had been listening for a decade, and that was really cool. That followed me from all the way back in our days in Missouri. That followed me back in the days in our original building in Missouri, up through our expansion and then to our move and then to our last move. So that was really awesome. And then I also met a man who came to a meeting that we did in California just before we moved to California. And he lived there and now lives in Minnesota and came to the meeting. So just really awesome to watch how that works. And maybe I'll get to do the same thing with some of you who are listening to our weekly and our midweek and our podcast, or maybe you're just catching it occasionally on YouTube, whatever, but you get to come out and see us live and in person, and it's to me, it's always a little better that way, always a little better to be live and in person. There's something about it that's inexplicable, that's different. And in any case, I just want to say hello and thank you again. You bless my heart with your testimonies, and you bless my heart with your presence. And I know that we're not friends per se, and that we can talk on the phone or converse back and forth, but you mean so much to me, and I thank you so much. We sold the product table out, with the exception of some of our flash drives. We sold all of our books and CDs we took. That's pretty cool. That means that the people were consuming what was going on, and that's an exciting thing. I met people who have been impacted and shared their testimonies and told me, and it wasn't just about Paul White Ministries, but their testimony of coming into this message of grace. I leave these meetings with such excitement. We are in the midst of a wave. And I love it. And I'm so excited to be alive. I'm honored to get to be a part of this. And so what an exciting weekend it was for me. Now, I am back home. We'll be back home the rest of this year. I do not travel out again. The next time I go on a trip, it'll be with my family for a little R&R right before Christmas. And then my parents are coming to Georgia to spend Christmas with us. So that's exciting. My son is home. He got home, as I'm recording this, he got home last night. And so he'll be home nearly a month. And I'm excited to get home and see him. And my wife and daughter, I always miss when I'm gone on these trips. They get good mother-daughter bonding time, and which is a great thing. And so very exciting. I'm wishing you the happiest of holidays, the merriest of Christmases. Tomorrow's podcast and the next day, 24th, 25th of December, we're going to talk about the holiday and just minister some things that are on my mind at this time of year. And then we will spend a few days back in our Corinthians study before presenting the essay edition on New Year's Eve. One more quick announcement. We are moving we do not have Bible study in Flowery Branch, Georgia this week. It's Christmas week. And next week's Bible study happens on Monday, December the 30th. So if you're making plans to come and be with us, we're moving it to Monday night because our venue, which is the theater at Sterling on the Lake, we do not have access to that on New Year's Eve. So we will meet on Monday, January the 30th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I will have that meeting posted for you by New Year's Day. That's January 1. All right. Well, I'm almost out of the worst of the traffic. Praise God. We got past what looked to be, well, there was nothing there when I got there. The warning sign said there had been an accident, so let's pray everyone's okay. But there was nothing happening when I arrived, except the road worker was pulling up the final cones. So I'm off, and about 45 minutes from my house. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your prayers. Hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. I'm praying Merry Christmas. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.